to the Disky Chicks podcast for business leaders and those interested in learning how to use the DISC assessment to grow self-awareness, improve communications, and develop leaders and teams. Please welcome your hosts, business coaches Martha Forlines and Cindy Jacoby. They are loud and proud about all things DISC.
Thanks, Roger, and hello, everybody. Welcome to Season 5 of the Disky Chicks podcast. This season, we're focusing on the organization as a whole and how the strategic use of assessments can be transforming to your business. Let's get started. Greetings. I'm Martha Forlines, and I'm here with Cindy Jacoby, and we are the Disky Chicks. We are delighted to be back with you this week, and this is Season 5, Episode 4. And Cindy and I are going to talk about a topic that's quite hot right now, and that is the quiet quitters. Cindy, is there really such a thing as the quiet quitters?
That is what we are going to explore today. Is quiet quitting a thing, or is it just a buzzword? And so, you know, one of the things I do is go straight to Gallup to find out. That's my resource. So why don't you explain to our guests what quiet quitting is and why should we care about it?
Quiet quitters are really not engaged at work. And they're typically people that are doing the minimum required for their role to get by. And they are psychologically detached from their work. But they, you know, they're just minimally getting things done to satisfy their boss. And this describes half of the U.S. workforce at this point in time. So that's pretty disenchanting, quite honestly, in a time where I know there are tons of distractions. You know, it's a year of voting. It is, you know, a year where, you know, recessions are creeping in and people, I think, are very, very distracted.
They are.
Yeah. And using those as excuses, potentially.
Well, I think there's also, and I don't have these numbers in front of me, but there's so many people that are just not in the workplace at all. They've just self-selected out and they're doing other things. And there's a remarkable number of men between the ages of 20 and 50 that have just dropped out of the workforce altogether. So I think that's one group, but the group we're talking about is they're still going to work. They're just not super enthused about it. So they're still getting a paycheck. And when, you know, we first started talking about this idea of quiet quitters, I'm always leery about buzzwords. And I said, to me, it sounds like one of Gallup's three engagement levels. So Gallup, and I've done several, many webinars and workshops on employee engagement, because that was a buzzword a while ago before, but employee engagement, the way that Gallup defines it, they divide the workforce into three categories. And the first category is engaged. An engaged employee is somebody who uses their discretionary time to think about the company. So they're the ones that maybe in the shower have this great idea, or they go to sleep at night with a pad of paper next to them. So when they're thinking about something, they can write it down and not forget it. They pay attention to the competition. They may go shop the competition. None of that's on their job description. They're just very interested in their company and love their company, and they want to see it succeed. Right. That number, according to Gallup, has shrunk to a pretty low level. It's down to 32% of the workforce now is actively engaged. Gallup's second level, and Martha, I think this is where the quiet quitters come in, is called disengaged. So disengaged isn't super negative. It's just they're kind of phoning it in.
Yeah, they're doing the minimum. Yeah,
just like you said, they come to work every day, but they come exactly on time and they leave exactly on time. You know, they don't do anything above and beyond what is in their job description.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, you can't really fire them because they're doing their job, but you're not getting the most out of people. And when I do an employee engagement survey or workshop with a company, we define that engagement really as productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's highly engaged is highly productive.
Somebody they're beating their goals, right? Exactly. I mean, it's not that they're just meeting, they are beating their goals because they're charged up about the nature of the work that they're doing.
And I'm always careful to explain the difference between employee satisfaction and employee engagement, because employee satisfaction, you could be disengaged and perfectly satisfied to show up at 9 and leave at 5 and do the minimum, take every break, take every vacation day. You could get wildly successful satisfaction scores, but that doesn't equate with productivity or production. So big difference. Yes, we want our employees to be happy, but we also want them doing things. And then the last category that Gallup talks about, and these are the more sinister people, this is called actively disengaged. So the actively disengaged are the ones who are bad-mouthing the company, doing not only the minimum, but maybe even sabotaging or, you know, and I think that the worst part about this group is that they bring others down with them. So this is a cancer that you want to get rid of. I did a theme of a garden and these were my weeds, because not only do they grow, but they spread and they choke out the healthy plants, the healthy employees.
Right.
And so you have a word for that in your quitting language, right? They're not quiet quitters.
Yeah.
They're loud quitters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I remembered using the term quitting on the job, and that really doesn't define this active quitter that Cindy's describing. That's really that middle group, which is a large percentage of your employees. It's up to like, what, 50% maybe, Cindy?
Yeah. And what's interesting is that if we looked at the most recent Gallup surveys, and they're the ones that have the most robust data on all this. But one trend that we notice is that the engaged worker number is going down, and the actively disengaged number is going up. So that's really squeezing that just plain old disengaged or quiet quitter. So the number is now 32% of workers are engaged, really, you know, going above and beyond. But now it's up to 18% from 13% in 2019. 18% are actively disengaged. These are the ones that you kind of want to quit. So, and that leaves about 50% in the middle of disengaged.
Right.
So there's not a whole lot of people out there really excited about their job and being really productive.
Right. Right.
So I always say we want to get rid of the actively disengaged, but how do we move those quiet quitters? How do we move those disengaged up to being engaged workers?
Right.
What's the cure for this, Martha?
Well, what's interesting to me, just to back up for a second, though, is that coming out of COVID, more and more people were changing jobs.
Yeah.
Right. Trying to find and seek that better, best opportunity for themselves, because the employers are having to pay a lot of money at this point in time to get these jobs filled and get the productivity up for their businesses. So it's just an interesting dynamic to me that they've changed jobs in a lot of cases, especially a lot of the young people, you know, the Gen Z and millennials were changing jobs quite feverishly. But then now we're reading, but they're still disengaged, because that group is probably the most unhappy based on what we're reading from Gallup at this point in time. And, you know, what can we do about this? From a management and leadership standpoint. So one of the first things to address, because the managers are disengaged too, guys and ladies, it's not just the employees. So the first plan of attack needs to be to get your arms around your management team. Where are they on this continuum of engaged, disengaged, and actively disengaged, and really check in with them, have deeper conversations with them to find out what they're happy about, what they're not happy about. And hopefully they'll be honest with you, because the managers are setting the tone for this level of disengagement, in my opinion. And if they're showing up not fully engaged, then guess what? That they're the role model for their employees. So then it becomes kind of a virus within the organization.
I think that's where some of these assessments can come into play, you know, that we use. And so, you know, we're focused, season five is focused on the leaders, on the leadership team. Like, what, how can you use assessments in your business? I think giving managers these assessments and trying to learn more about their self-awareness. Yeah. Are they aware of how they're coming across to other people? We have a form of the DISC assessment called the engagement survey, and we can actually test for engagement. We know based on the similar sciences, how people are coming across, what their level of productivity is, just on a really simple survey, one that they're very familiar with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think EQ can probably come along in that as well.
EQ would be great. And to add to that, because I do feel like a lot of the workforce is still under quite a bit of stress, we actually have a stress assessment that I think is a great measure of engagement as well, because you see, you know, where they're happy and where they're not happy in that report as well, Cindy. So there's three options here that I think could be very, very helpful to find out, okay, where is my workforce in this whole total topic of engagement? But more importantly, are you paying attention to their results? Because if you have employees that are change adverse and you're trying to bring on new initiatives and they're disengaged, then, you know, they're going to be the laggards. They're going to slow the whole project down. And are your managers strong enough to go and address these employees in a very fair and humanistic way? But they need to be spoken with and talked to about where there are opportunities to improve. And there's always something tricky about those conversations to me, Cindy, which is you want them to leave the conversation motivated. So it's not get in there and chew them out.
Yeah,
it's get in there and ask questions about their work and their processes and what they're achieving and what they're not achieving, and get them to take ownership of it. But it's kind of an art to me on giving that constructive feedback and keeping people engaged and wanting to do better.
I think middle managers these days have it harder than they've ever had it, because the middle managers are the glue. They've got a workforce that has been sent home.
Yep.
And now they're being called back. And some don't want to come back. Some managers don't want to come back. And it's the that middle manager is the one that has to make it all work. And it's exhausting and it's frustrating. And we see that decline in manager engagement. And like Martha said, if the manager's not engaged, there's no way, you know, the employees are going to be engaged, because as we've all heard many times, employees quit their manager, not their company. So even if they were engaged with their company, if they're having poor interactions with the managers, then it's not going to be successful. So I think giving a lot of love and attention to the managers and a lot of training, help them learn how to give one-on-ones, how to make those connections. And they may have done one-on-ones before everything went to hell.
Yeah.
And maybe they haven't been able to reconnect via Zoom. You still need to do those one-on-ones, even if it's remotely. So giving time and attention, training, skills training.
Well, and what comes to mind for me is delegation and accountability. Yeah. You know, are you delegating in a way that they get it and giving them timeframes to get their work accomplished and holding them accountable to those deadlines? And I know people don't like feeling like they're, you know, Attila the Hun or something, but you're, as a manager, holding people accountable is one of the most important things that you need to be doing.
And most employees want to do a good job and they want to be recognized. They want people to notice what they're doing. So that accountability isn't always a negative thing. It's also a very positive thing of, I see you made your goals this week and let's do a celebration.
Yeah, show the appreciation and the love and the recognition, because oftentimes they're yearning for that. But yet, if they're in that 50% or below, then they may not be getting much of it because they're really not doing 100% of their job.
Yeah. And when we do engagement work with companies, the real work to make people more engaged is these conversations.
It is.
We typically, we'll give a survey. We talk about the highs, the lows, but the remedy is to talk with your team about, what do you mean by you don't have the resources that you need? Let's talk about that. Just that whole idea of having the conversation is engagement with your team. It's not the manager fixes everything, and managers love to problem solve, but you know, we train managers to work with a team, talk through what they were thinking through, let them be heard. Mm-hmm. And that's what brings people in. They feel like they've been heard. They feel like they have a say, and they may even influence what the decision is. It's not a matter of handing managers the results and say, fix this problem. Yeah. It's handing managers the results and saying, bring your team together and discuss these issues and really hear them out.
And if you have leaders that are conflict averse, then, hey, Cindy and I have solutions for that too through training. Yeah. So conflict resolution is a common thing, unfortunately, or fortunately for us, but there are training solutions. There are solutions through assessments that can really help you first identify where each of your team members are, and then how do we move them from point A to point B?
Yeah, just keep in mind your managers are likely not okay. So take a look, take a listen, hear what they have to say, and help them problem solve how to inspire their team, because that's what it's all about.
All right. Well, I think that's a wrap on quiet quitters. Hopefully this gives you some insight into what you've been hearing about and some solutions that can help you with resolving some of these issues.
So we have concluded it is a thing.
It is.
It's not necessarily a new thing, but with all the things going on in the world today, just politically and post-COVID, I think there is some malaise and people are just not as excited about work as they used to be. So
All right.
Good luck out there, managers. Don't want to be a downer.
And thanks for joining us.
Okay. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Disky Chicks podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing today. To learn more or start a conversation with Cindy and Martha, visit the Disky Chicks podcast Facebook page.